Backstage, Noble Wife, the story of America's favorite family of the footlights and of their fight for security and happiness against the concrete heart of Broadway. It's Christmas Eve in Skunk Haven, Long Island, as Mary and Harry backstage welcome many of their family and old friends to their summer home, and Mary prepares the gala dinner which they'll serve tomorrow. And as we join them, we hear Greg Marlowe, young playwright, secretly in love with Mary.
Well, that looks like a very festive board you're going to have here at the backstages.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yes, it
Mary.
Is.
Yeah. Has Calvin come over from next door yet?
He's in the living room. He's in by the tree. He was adding some icicles.
Oh, that's good. That's a beautiful tree, too, isn't it? It's quite a rush the way we got it put up.
Awfully nice. Ah, then, let's see.
Too bad we won't be enjoying it for longer than just tomorrow, huh?
When do you leave?
Tomorrow night, Greg.
I've made arrangements to be on that flight, too.
All
I'm
good.
Waiting for the phone call from the travel agent to make sure that it's confirmed.
Leave they got us, Marlowe, Barry, Harry.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas,
Merry Christmas, Pop.
Yes.
Have you seen Calvin yet? Did he get here from next door?
He's in the living room. He was adding icicles to the tree.
Oh, well, I came in the back way. I'll go in and say hello to him.
Fine. Yes, you wouldn't want to go at the airport without confirmed reservations at this time of the year.
No, there'll be a lot of people traveling tomorrow night, and we've got to be there to have a day's rest before we're on the set on Thursday, the 27th, at 7 in the morning.
Just think of that. All right. Mary, shall we go to the living room and take a look at the tree?
Fine, why not?
Yes, come right this way, Greg.
Okay.
Right through here. There, isn't that a beauty?
Oh, that is some tree. Hello, Calvin.
Hello, Calvin.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Marlowe.
Merry Christmas, Calvin.
Yes.
Well, Merry Christmas, Calvin. Oh, hello, Akbar.
You know, Pop, beloved, Merry Christmas to you. And Mr. Marlowe.
Merry Christmas to you, Akbar. Are you going to the coast, too, are you?
Yes, he wants me in that picture.
What part do you suppose you'll be playing in it? This, what's it, the musical of Treasure Island?
Treasure Island, yes. Well, I don't know, but he said he definitely wanted to feature Akbar Maitai. And maybe I'll be a Hawaiian or Hawaiian.
I think I'll go make some cocoa.
Well, that's a
good
idea, Mary.
On
a cold night like this, we could certainly all enjoy some. Well, Calvin.
Oh, I'd love some cocoa. Are you going to go out and help make it, Harry?
No, I think Mary can handle it herself, Calvin. I'm just going to sit here and relax. I've been kind of busy helping to decorate the tree. Mary's put in an awful lot of time on that dinner she's going to serve tomorrow.
Yeah. Look at all the gifts under the tree. Why?
When you're opening the gifts, Harry, tomorrow morning?
Yes, I think so. Where's Harry Jr., Calvin? Have you seen him?
I think he's upstairs. He's working with his hi-fi set.
Oh, yes. Well, he got that. I gave it to him a little bit early so he could have some fun with it. He's not going to the coast with us, though, is he?
What's that?
Mary, Harry Jr. isn't going to the coast with us, is he?
What?
Mary?
Yes?
Is Harry Jr. going to the coast with us?
No!
Well, he's going to stay here and keep the whole fires burning, I guess. Yes, I guess he is. Uh-huh.
You know, that's too bad. It'd be a nice trip for the boy.
Harry?
Yes, Calvin?
You go out to the kitchen and get me something.
Well, you can go out and get some cocoa, Calvin.
Just give me anything. I want to stay here and decorate the tree.
Oh, it's just too comfortable here in this easy, floppy chair that's my favorite.
Well, I think maybe it would be wise if you did go out to the kitchen, Harry.
Why do you say that, Akbar?
Well, it's just that...
Oh, here's the cocoa.
Oh, thank you, Mary.
Oh, it's great. It's great.
I'll take a cup right here. Thank you.
I don't want any. Thank you.
Oh, what's come over you, Calvin?
I just don't feel like having any cocoa.
kind of snippy here. That's not the true Christmas spirit.
Don't look at the tree. Drink cocoa.
Why, what's the matter?
Yeah,
I just don't want any, that's all.
I don't want any cocoa.
See, he wanted Harry to go out to the kitchen when you were out there making the cocoa, and Harry didn't go.
Why don't you dry up, huh?
What did I say wrong?
Why don't you just dry up? Let's have a Merry Christmas here this year.
Yes.
Let's not have any squabbles or fights or anything.
Want me to put some Christmas music on the turntable?
Would you do that, Fred?
Yes, I would, Calvin.
Good. Thank you very much.
I'd like to hear the dogs sing.
I love that. Or to hear
jingle bells.
The dog go, whoop, 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 whoop.
That's pretty good, Calvin. You can join right in with them.
How do they teach the dogs to do that, you suppose?
Oh, they get a lot of different ones, and it's by means of tape, I guess.
Uh-huh.
They can do, you'll see them do things like that when we go to the coast for Norman Lear's
movie. When do you open your gift at this house? Christmas Eve?
Tomorrow morning,
Christmas Day?
That's right.
Yes, that's what we do traditionally here. Some people open up Christmas Eve, but we don't.
And, of course, you're all invited to be by here for dinner about the middle of the afternoon. There, how's that? Yep.
You know, I don't understand how grown people could appreciate this Christmas Eve. You know?
It's quite a different sounding Christmas.
So
why don't you sing along, Calvin? Sing right along.
Whoop, whoop. I throw in a whoof, whoop.
It's awfully cute.
Well, no, really, how can you? Why don't you put on a Christmas carol or something, eh?
Well, it's the one they want. Play what they want.
Their house.
It's their phonograph, too, Mr. Marlowe, and their records.
I understand.
Well, come on, let's not get into any bickering over what kind of records we play. Play whatever you want. Do you have any requests, Greg?
I have none, no. Except maybe another cup of cocoa.
Mary, would you fix Greg another cup of cocoa, please?
Yeah, I'll go with you, Mary.
Yes, do that, Greg. It'll save her carrying it in here.
Oh, hey.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Somebody ran their finger right across the needle.
I'm afraid it was me, Mr. Backstage. I forgot that was the phonograph.
Hey, look! Outside, coming up the driveway.
What is it, Calvin?
You'll never guess.
And so the excitement mounts at the backstage home as Christmas draws nearer and nearer. And you want to join us tomorrow when they celebrate the big day, and we'll hear Mary say,
"Why, it's Gift America."
That's tomorrow in the next exciting episode of Mary Backstage, Noble Wife, Word Car, Speak. Mary Backstage, Noble Wife, the story of America's favorite family of the footlights and their fight for security and happiness against the concrete heart of Broadway. And today we journey to Skunk Haven to spend Christmas with the Backstages, Mary, Harry, the next-door neighbor Calvin, and pop-beloved stage doorman. It's shortly before dinner time now, and we hear Mary...
I think we should open some of our gifts, don't you?
Well, I guess we should, Mary.
Yeah.
All piled under the tree here. Calvin's here. Pop's here.
Well, I'm going to open this one. This is to Harry and Mary Backstage.
I'll bet I know what that is.
From Calvin Hoogeman.
Oh, yes.
Well, let's open it up.
What'd you get us, Calvin?
Oh, where'd you see it?
It's that lovely ear spoon.
And look at that monogram on there. B.
A large old English B, so that we'll know our ear spoon when we see it.
You were just making believe when you said you were going to have the initial T on there.
Open this.
Oh, this is for me, isn't it? Let's see.
Yeah, it's good things come in small packages, Calvin.
Yes, sir. To Calvin from Pop, it says, oh, look at that.
Pop will love it. It's
10 gift coupons to the Skunk Haven Barbershop.
Right. You could use those. That'll last you for maybe 5 years, Calvin. Here's one from us, sir, Calvin.
This is for Pop.
Oh. Hey, a new pair of suspenders. Bright red ones.
Those are nice. And they're the kind I like, too. They say police right on them.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Open that one from Harry and Mary, that little one there. Yes, that's something you might need. Not during the wintertime, I guess. How do you like it?
This here, this bicycle club?
Yes.
Yeah, I haven't had one of these in years.
Keeps
thank
the
you
trousers
very much.
Out of the sprockets, you know.
Yes, it does. They're very good to have. Thank you very much. Yeah. And I like the way the baked enamel is so baked on.
Oh,
too.
Yes. I'd like to give those to all of my friends who ride bicycles, yeah. But it just would be too expensive.
And let's see. Here's one here I have from Greg Marlowe. Let's see.
Wonder what Greg sent you, Barry. Well, we'll soon know.
Oh, I've always wanted one of these Swiss Army knives.
A Swiss Army knife?
Yeah, look, it has everything. It has a scissors,
bottle opener,
fish scaler, screwdriver.
They've thought of everything, haven't they?
Yeah.
I think there's an ear spoon there, too.
My goodness, I believe you're right. That's two ear spoons. Amazing. Are we going to play any music in the background?
Well, sure, we can. Let me see what's on the phonograph here.
I brought over my record album. I thought you'd be playing.
What's this singing grandmother?
Yeah, you'll like it.
All right.
Well, is that all the gifts or what?
Yes, I think we've gone through them. Just think that we'll be heading out to California later tonight.
This is some Christmas we're having. Did you like the dinner?
Yes, it was very good.
Yeah. Yeah, I like...
Are we all packed, Mary?
Wait, listen. Aren't they grand?
Never heard of them before, but they're...
Singing grandmothers.
Pretty melodic.
This is a record of the mother of me.
Oh,
she owns it.
She does?
Yeah.
Did the airport call about our reservations, Mary?
No, I haven't heard. I've been waiting for their call. I hope we get it any moment. I sure do. I don't want to go by bus.
No, well, we won't have to.
We couldn't make it out there in time. We went by bus.
No, we couldn't.
Can we open up all the gifts? You sure there's nothing left?
Oh, that's the airport now, I'll bet. I'll get it. Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Norman Lear here.
Oh, Norman.
I placed my calls direct. I'm a nice guy like that.
Say, Norman, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. You can't imagine how excited we are to be leaving tonight for Hollywood.
Well, that's what we called for. I say, we ain't talking about Carol and Lily here in the office.
Sure. Maud.
Yeah, right. That's right. They wish you all the best. Christmas. Did you have a nice,
Yes, we certainly did. We want to
nice
wish you the same thing. Yes, we did. We just opened our presents a few moments ago.
Did you get a list of some of the presents over the phone?
Well, we got a monogrammed ear spoon from Calvin.
What?
A monogrammed ear spoon. Well, we got a Swiss Army knife. Pop had a pair of suspenders. And we gave Calvin a new bicycle clip.
Well, don't forget, I also got a book of 10 coupons, gift coupons for the barbershop.
That was from me, tell him. The 10 gift coupons to the barbershop were from Pop to Calvin.
you folks really know how to satisfy one another, I guess.
Sound like you're having a good time there in Hollywood, Norman.
Yeah, well, we exchange classier gifts out here, I think.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. Say, we'll be leaving tonight.
Yeah.
And we hope to see you tomorrow, first thing.
Very good. Now, you've got your reservations on the airplane?
Well, we're waiting to hear from the airline, but I'm sure they're all set.
Uh-huh. Well, listen, if I can help you anyway by using my influence, be sure and let me know, because just a call for me and I could have the whole thing turned around for you.
Well, if we run into any trouble, we'll certainly call you, Norm. Say hello to everybody, Carol,
well,
Maud, Red.
Say hello to Carol and
Red.
Red, Maud, and the whole gang here at the office.
Right. We look forward to seeing you tomorrow, then.
Right.
Right.
Bye-bye. Well,
everybody here sends their best.
Merry Christmas again.
And the same to you, Norm
right.
Lear.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Prepare for a new adventure, leaving for Hollywood. You'll want to join us tomorrow when we'll hear the flight attendant say,
"Welcome aboard Flight Bombing."
That's tomorrow and the next exciting episode of Mary Backstage, Noble Wife, Word Car, Speaking.